At their budget meeting this week, Lennox and Addington Council approved the purchase of two gas dryers for the John M. Parrott Center. The center currently operates three large gas dryers to manage daily laundry operations. The replacement of all three dryers is scheduled for this year as part of the county's 10-year capital plan. Councillor John Wise spoke about the end of burning fossil fuels.
This is typical of millions of decisions that are going to have to be made in institutions and businesses and homes all around the world. Our goal at this point in this country, and anyone who signed that Paris Agreement, is in 25 years, we're supposed to not be burning any fossil fuels.
Council approved the purchase of a 135-pound gas dryer as part of the 2025 pre-capital budget. That dryer has been purchased, and now the other two are accounted for. Staff's report outlined options for purchasing electric dryers, but Director of Long-Term Care Services Angela Malcolm noted an issue.
Two electric dryers would actually affect our generator significantly by putting it at 99% capacity. There are some options available as to whether we have two gas dryers and one electric versus the three natural gas dryers. I would be very concerned about the capacity of our generator system because we are so reliant on so many of our life safety systems with that generator.
Analysis on the emissions, installation costs, and operational costs of electric dryers compared to the center's existing gas dryers was also included. But Wise said there was really no choice.
Clearly, the added cost and the potential strain on the system should there be a power outage make this decision fairly clear-cut in the moment.
Wise spoke about possible steps for the future.
It would be good to revisit our climate change policy, put in some more specific analytical requirements and long-term capital planning in regard to fully electrifying all our facilities. At some point, ideally, JMPC would then have four electrical dryers and a bigger capacity generator to back them up. Let's start thinking long-term and in the context of full electrification over time in all our facilities.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.